It was late in the afternoon, just before sundown. As I entered the old briefing building, I found it was being used to store farm equipment. Yellow sunlight struck a musty old door. It was covered with layers of gray-brown damp dust. Wiped it off, the words underneath, 93rd Bomb Group. Our old insignia was visible through a translucent film of grit. Random memories flooded my mind. The memory of coffee cups and the fingers of some who were drinking their last cup. He rose to his feet. He could feel something coursing through his veins. A new strength. He must have succeeded. After all, he had just survived the impossible. The immortals must have given him something. But at what cost? A deep growl echoed from a massive cave at the base of a hillside. A gargantuan beast stepped out from the shadows of the cave, its jet-black scales glistening in the sunlight. Ogre. This was their test. Their price if he wished to enter their kingdom. After a moment, he saw what he needed and began to run towards the beast. Malik saw his chance. He jumped, throwing his knee into Ogur's chest. And with a massive thump, Ogur crashed onto the ground. Ripping the sword from its eye, he hurtled dozens of feet into the air, the weapon raised. And with every ounce of strength, he fell, throwing the blade deep into its heart. Victorious, he stared at the sky.
I think about my father a lot. I sometimes forget how young he was when I was born. I was almost twice his age when I had my kids. Maybe that's why it was so hard for us. Dad had so much trouble just taking care of himself. He was ashamed of my greed, exploiting people to make money like a leech. I told him to shut up. I knew how to move up, make something. My kids live in a big house with a yard. Some filthy little apartment. And maybe he was right, I told him. Maybe I was a sellout, but that was better than being like him. After a long time, Dad turned to me and said, I'm sorry.
This is Sherman Alpert.